Spanish and local news is brought to you by ECFX Currency Specialists, experts in foreign exchange since 2004.
New traffic laws come into force in Spain from today with the main objective of protecting children in cars. From now on, all children measuring 135 centimetres in height or less must ride in the rear seats of a vehicle, irrespective of their age, and in addition to the requirements of the correct seat being provided appropriate to their size and weight. There are a number of exceptions to the rule. For example, when a vehicle does not have rear seats, when all rear seats are already occupied by others under the same characteristics, and where it's not possible to install approved child restraints in those rear seats. These are the only occasions when children may occupy the front seat, but then they must always use the restraint system approved for their height and weight, in addition to the installed seat belt. The change to the law in Spain has been prompted on account of the DGT seeing growing concern for the safety of children in vehicles. In 2014, two of the 14 children under 12 who were killed whilst travelling in vehicles were not wearing any safety device at the time of the incident. In addition, 9 out of the 82 children who were seriously injured were not wearing any kind of restraints. The law also clearly states that it's the responsibility of the adults transporting children to ensure their safety as well as their own. For more details, pick up the Courier newspaper tomorrow, which has full details of all of the amendments and the requirements. The Alicante provincial government has provided €2.3 million worth of grants to 17 municipalities across the Vega Baja. The money is destined towards work such as street lighting, paving and road repairs, and municipal buildings. Orihuela and Torrevieja will be the biggest beneficiaries, receiving €360,000 and €359,000 respectively. Guatemala, Los Montesinos and San Miguel are also set to receive funding, amongst others. And the casino located in the port of Alicante has agreed to remove and replace the facade of the building, as the town hall don't feel that it fits in with the surrounding aesthetics. The building has been described as looking like a cheap fairground attraction, the reason for the design being, according to the management, difficult to explain. The new look, which will be in place by the end of the year, will be much more subtle. In addition, there are calls for the replica galleon, which is located in the port, to be sent packing, as it's currently being used as a restaurant, which the existing concession holders feel is damaging to their business. The Santissima Trinidad was constructed onto a former cargo ship and is considered by many to be a tourist attraction, drawing people in to the harbour area.
ECFX guarantee the most competitive rates in the business for all your currency exchange requirements. Our main Spanish office is located in Benihofa, opposite the Citroën Garage. Call 965-063-293 or email kevin.ecfxspain@gmail.com.